Due to some violent content, parental discretion is advised.
The following program is closed captioned for the thinking impaired.
You want to step into my world? It's a social psychotic state of bliss. You've been delayed in the real world. How many times have you hit at me? Your cat can't show disfiguration. I want to laugh myself to death. With a big fight, so that's with a big configuration. I'll hold the line while you gasp for breath.
You want to talk to me? You wanna 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 talk to me? Let's do it. Let's do it.
Let's do it. Let's do it.
Resurrected from the ashes of the Cancer Project, welcome to episode number one of The Cancer Experience. I am Cancer, your host, and thank you for tuning in tonight. It's just me, no guests, no callers, just what I think would make a great show. I'm really glad you could join me. I'm glad to be back on the air. It's been, almost 3 months now, and got to tell you guys, I have missed it. Well, the events of 9/11 sure do dominate the news, and rightly so. I'm going to try and not let it dominate this, my first show, too much. So why don't we get all this Osama bin Laden crap out of the way right now?
No! Daylight come and we drop a D-bomb. Pay! We say pay, 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 yo. Kick your ass, then we gonna come home. George Bush say that revenge come.
Payback come and we drop the bomb.
Load them bombs till the morning come.
Airplane come and we drop the bomb.
Come Mr. Taliban, turn over Bin Laden.
Colin Powell gonna bomb his home.
Come, Mr. Taliban, turn over Bin Laden.
Payback come and we drop the bomb.
Lift one bomb, two bomb, hit the floor.
Payback come and we drop the bomb.
Six bomb, seven bomb, eight bomb more.
Cruise missile knocking at your door.
Come, Mr. Taliban, turn over Bin Laden.
Colin Powell gonna bomb his home.
Come, Mr. Taliban, turn over Bin Laden.
Payback come and we drop the bomb.
Lift one bomb, two bomb, hit the floor.
Payback come and we drop the bomb.
Six bomb, seven bomb, eight bomb more.
Missile knocking at your door.
Pow! We said pow! Kick your ass, then we won't come home.
Okay, well, I'm sure a lot of you out there have heard one of the many tribute songs that took place after the terrorist attacks on September 11th. Sarah McLachlan's Angel, various U2 songs, etc., etc. Well, none of them work for me. So, I decided to make my own tribute song. This is taken from Guns N' Roses, One in a Million, and this goes out to two groups. The victims of the attacks of September 11th, especially those caught above the fires in the World Trade Center towers. Those poor souls who chose to jump to their deaths rather than burn alive. And the other group? The Middle Eastern Jihad camel jockey ragheads who decided to kill my brothers.
It has already begun.
Tonight, this planet will be pulled inside out.
I've directed the full resources of our intelligence and law enforcement communities to find those responsible and to bring them to justice.
Let's kick the tires and light the fires, big daddy.
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore!
But trick us again, child, and your suffering will be legendary, even in hell.
Yes, I need it. time to get away. I needed some peace of mind, some peace of my mind to stay. So I found it down to 6th in L.A. Maybe a Greyhound could be my way. Police and niggas, that's right, get out of my way. Don't need to buy none of your change today. And I don't need no bracelets clamped in front of my back. Just need my ticket till then. Won't you cut me some slack? You're one in a million. Yeah, that's what you are. You're one in a million, babe. You're a shooting star. Maybe someday we'll see you before you make us cry. You know we tried to reach you, but you were much too high. Much too high. Much too high. Sense to me. They come to our country and think they'll do as they please. Like start so many a rant or spread some fucking disease. They talk so many goddamn ways, it's all Greek to me. Well, some say I'm lazy, and others say that's just me. Some say I'm crazy, I guess I'll always be. But it's been such a long time since I knew right from wrong. It's all the means to an end, I keep it moving along. Hi, 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 hi. You're one in a million. Ooh, oh, you're a shooting star.
Son, nothing else in the world smells like that. I love the smell of napalm in the morning.
Thousands of lives were suddenly ended by evil, despicable acts of terror.
Dying ain't much of a living, boy.
Radicals and racists, don't point your finger at me. I'm a small town white boy, just trying to make ends meet. Don't need your religion, don't want too much, baby. Just making my living, baby. Well, that's enough for me. You're one in a million. Yeah, that's what you are.
As always, should you or any of your force be caught or killed, the Secretary will disavow any knowledge of your actions.
The extreme always seems to make an impression.
Pain has a face. Allow me to show it to you.
Oh yeah, baby, we are gonna show you the face of pain. You can count on that. Well, it's also in the news that there's an expected baby boom in 9 to 10 months. It seems that a great deal of our population is shagging a little bit more often now that these attacks happened on September 11th. People are turning to each other and using sex to express their feelings and to soothe themselves. Well, I'm assuming this doesn't apply to just heterosexuals, that also the gay and lesbians out there are doing their thing, and let's not forget we also have a pedophile population out there, one of the major organizations otherwise known as NAMBLA. So I'm sure they're, turning to their young boys and doing what they do, and, well, this one's for them.
NAMBLA man. Try to get young boy naked if I can. I like to touch his little parts, the ones that don't get tan. I was born a NAMBLA man. I hang around beaches in my Speedo. The boys can see that I'm a well hung guy. I take one back to my place for some love that's real neato. I put my face between his
stupid Tom edit.
Oh, I was born a NAMBLA man. Sonny, won't you get into my shiny van? It's loaded with Nintendo games. It's all part of the plan. I'm a crafty NAMBLA man. You want to play game? Touch it. Look, it grows. Now it's my turn. I've got a punch. I'm bald and 47. The boys love me for what they find inside. Let's go on a camping trip. I'll be in pervert heaven. Bend over, boy. And
stupid Tom edit.
Yes. I was born a NAMBLA man. I'm in a club that moms and dads would like to ban. But I have feelings lesser folks will never understand. I'm proud to be a NAMBLA man. Oh, I like you. You're cute. I could put you in movies. Do you like candy? I have candy right there in my pocket. Yes, reach in. That's it. Oh, it's chocolate. You want me to put chocolate on you? No, down here. There's chocolate there for you.
Okay, for those of you unaware, NAMBLA is the National Man Boy Lover Association. It is a group of old men who come together because they all share the sickness of pedophilia, young boys in specific. So I was kind of turned on to this and about a year and a half ago on an episode of the Cancer Project when I interviewed a representative from NAMBLA. And ever since then, I've kind of watched them. They've got a website, NAMBLA.org, and they're just a bunch of sick puppies. You know, that there's no excuse for it. I can accept all kinds of sexual and other forms of deviancy. You know, I'm not one that thinks you have to play within the lines, but there are some lines you don't cross, and I'm sorry, but pedophilia is one of them. Okay, changing the subject. As you know, during the September 11th attacks, the FAA moved very quickly to shut down U.S. airspace and ground all planes that were out there in the pattern flying and whatnot. Their goal, of course, was to thwart any hijackers that may still be up in the air and keep them from killing any more people. We had a number of planes heading this way from overseas destinations, and the FAA wouldn't let them land here. So what did we do? We sent them to Canada. Now, I had, from the moment I heard that, I wanted to know, I just wanted to be there during that conversation. I wanted to hear the FAA asking Canada to let our planes land over there. I mean, why would, planes are crashing into buildings over here. All hell is breaking loose. Thousands are dead. And we say, all right, no more planes can land, but you can go land in Canada. And Canada lets them land. Why the hell does Canada let these planes land? So, I got a friend that works over at the FAA, and he provided me with this tape of the conversation between the the Transportation Secretary and the Ministry of Transportation in Canada. This was a conversation that took place of convincing Canada to let our jets land over there during this crisis. So, here you go. Take a listen.
Ministry of Transportation?
Yeah. May I speak with David Colinet, please?
One moment, please. Hello, this is David, eh?
Dave, Norman Mineta here, U.S. Transportation Secretary.
And what can I do for you today, eh, Norm?
Well, Dave, we got a little situation here in the United States. We need your assistance.
Mm-hmm. And what can we do to help, eh?
Well, you see, there are a number of aircraft on their way to the United States from overseas destinations. And, well, we can't let them land here in the United States.
What are you talking about?
Well, you see, our airports are full.
Sorry?
Yeah, our airports are full and we don't have room for any more airplanes.
Well, what can we do, eh?
Well, we'd like it a lot if you allow these planes to land in Canada.
Oh, sure, no problem, eh?
Thanks, Dave.
We're watching CNN here. It's horrible what's going on over there at the Pentagon and the World Trade Center towers.
Ah, yes it is. But that has absolutely nothing to do with us wanting to land jets in Canada.
Oh, no, of course not, eh?
Canada is in absolutely no danger whatsoever.
Oh, no, we know the U.S. would never endanger its friendly neighbors to the north.
No, we wouldn't. We love Canada. All the same, how is Canada's airport security these days?
Security? Oh, I think it's pretty good, eh? We ask everyone that boards if they have any weapons or bombs.
You ask them?
Oh, yeah, for sure, eh? And if they tell us yes, then, you know, we don't let them on the plane.
I see. Well, Dave, I appreciate you taking care of these jets for us. You're really doing us a favor. I owe you a case of Labatt's.
Oh, anytime, eh?
Okay, and there you have it, the actual phone conversation between the Minister of Transportation for Canada and the U.S. Transportation Secretary, Norman Mineta. And on a final note, and I'll be all done here with the Osama bin Laden / terrorist / September 11th / American crisis / war on terrorism / whatever / a number of companies out there are attempting to capitalize on the events that took place the last week, and I thought, well, why not VampireRadio.com as well? So, we decided to launch our own cell phone business, and here's our first commercial.
John's on a flight from Chicago to San Diego. John's plane just got hijacked.
Oh, shit. I gotta call Mary. I have to tell her goodbye before I die.
Hello?
Mary, it's John. I have to tell you something. Damn it! My call dropped!
Hello?
Mary! God damn it!
Hello?
Mary, quickly, before I lose the signal! Fuck! Now there's no signal! I hate my cell phone company!
John should have signed up with Vampire Wireless. When you're on that final flight to Oblivion, you can rest assured that Vampire Wireless won't drop your call. After all, that last call to loved ones. It's important.
And there you have it, Vampire Radio's newest endeavor, Vampire Wireless Cell Phone Company. All right, seriously, though, we have to take our commercial break. We'll be right back after a word from these sponsors.
VampThings.com, the ultimate combination to satisfy your every need. Fangs, vampire vixens, chats, and so much more. Come see where everyone really hangs out. Chat with people who understand. Come to the place that no one forgets. www.vampfangs.com and experience just waiting to happen.
Visit www.darkdoors.com and witness Sin Surreal's dark art and gothic photography. Darkdoors.com also allows you to view and post poetry, apply for web awards, or join a Language of Dreams web ring for the artistic elite. Do you have a dark art project that you need completed? Contact Sin Surreal for an estimate.
www.darkdoors.com. Open the doors to your darkest expression. Come to darkdoors.com to open your mind.
Harmonic Seduction by Cami Allen and Darling Violetta. Their latest release, the Kill You EP, features two tracks previously heard on Buffy the Vampire Slayer. Their latest single, Spoiled and Rotten, will send your heart into a spiral of passion. It only takes a moment to lose your soul to Darling Violetta. The Kill You EP is available now at Tower Records, Amazon.com, DarlingVioletta.com, and other online merchants.
www.onlysorrow.org. You can help support the Ellen Claire Lawrence Memorial Scholarship by going to www.onlysorrow.org and purchasing their compilation CD. For only $15, you get a CD containing the talent of the Crew Shadows, Audra, Second Skin, The Azoic, and many other great artists, from gothic to ethereal to industrial and even ambient. All proceeds from the sale of the CD go to the Ellen Claire Lawrence Memorial Scholarship. www.onlysorrow.org.
Dreamwater.com/BODOM.
We sense a sword in search of answers.
Free insults. Find out when you're going to die. The Mad Cow. Dreamwater.com/bottom has it all. Watch satellite TV from around the globe. The acclaimed report. 380 ways to freak out your roommate. Web chat. Dark art. What else do you really need?
Dreamwater.com/BODOM.
Greetings. This is Brittany, formerly of the Cancer Project. And for all of you just dying to know, Michael and I have had anal sex. And I have all the dirty little details for you waiting on our new show, The Freak Show, starting Sunday, October 14th, 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time.
I score!
Okay, because we still have time left. Listen to the Freak Show!
Bastards!
All right, as you heard there, the Freak Show makes its premiere October 14th. That's next Sunday. Its slot will be immediately following this program, The Cancer Experience. It'll be running, I believe, 6 to 8 or 6 to 7:30, somewhere in there. And it pretty much features everyone from The Cancer Project except for me. So go ahead and give it a listen next week. I'm sure you'll love it. And as always, go to the Vampire Radio website at www.vampireradio.com for full details on programs, listings, times, etc., etc., etc. Also making a return to Vampire Radio was Stand and Deliver. Episode 5 premiered this past Friday, and that will be every Friday right here on Vampire Radio. Stand and Deliver, 30 minutes of political news and commentary hosted by moi. Okay, that's it for Osama bin Laden terrorist disaster crap. So, if you haven't figured it out yet, this show is quite a bit different from my previous show, The Cancer Project. I haven't really set on a format yet. I know what I'd like to do with the show, and it's going to, as most things, be a work in progress and see how it is as we go along. It's going to be a lot more comedy bits than it is commentary. If you want my commentary, listen to Stand and Deliver. So a lot of the stuff you hear is going to be originally produced by myself and friends of mine, and every now and then you'll hear some things that I throw in that either are given to me or that I just find amusing. Now, Vampire Radio does have a new phone number, a new toll-free number, that is. As you know, our previous number we had turned off, but here's a new one for you, 877-869-8562. That number, of course, is on the Vampire Radio contact directory. You can look it up. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, you can call there and leave a message, and if it's a good message, it just might end up into the Vampire Radio playlist rotation. Okay, and just so you know, here's the message you hear when you call up the Vampire Radio toll-free line.
Thank you for calling Dial an Asshole. All of our assholes are currently assisting other assholes. To receive a free copy of our quarterly newsletter, The Anal Retentive, please leave your name and number at the beep, and the first available asshole will return your call promptly. Have a shitty day.
Okay, that wasn't the Vampire Radio message, but we really do have a phone line, so give us a call. All right, as many of you might know or don't know or whatnot, I am a truck driver. And as far as I know, I am the only long-haul, coast-to-coast, internet DJ truck driver on the planet. There might be other ones out there, but I'm not aware of you. I'm going to do this show each and every week from the road, a different location. Tonight I'm broadcasting from the fabulous Reno, Nevada, and I'm going to go in and try some win some money at blackjack in a little bit here. I got a neat little song here that was given to me by Doc Webster. It's called Vampire Trucker, and I think you'll like it.
I was parked in my 18-wheeler outside of New Orleans when a big damn bat flew into the cab, and I nearly soiled my jeans. He latched onto my jugular and started chowing down. When I opened my eyes, much to my surprise, I'd become what I am now. I'm a truck-driving vampire, I only drive by night. A truck-driving vampire, undead but not uptight. I'm a good old Nosferatu and an 18-wheeling stud. Wearing white socks, drinking blue ribbon and redneck blood. I wear my shiny cowboy boots and a coal black seed corn cap. And a big black cape with my CB handle embroidered on the back. I eat at all the truck stops my rig should chance to pass. But I never bite no foreigners, cause garlic gives me gas. I'm a truck-driving vampire, I only drive by night. A truck-driving vampire, undead but not uptight. I'm a good old Nosferatu and an 18-wheeling stud. Wearing white socks, drinking blue ribbon and redneck blood. I got a box of Mississippi Delta dirt stashed back in my sleeper cab. I've lost my trucker's tan, of course, but not my beer gut flap. If the Smokies pull me over in my overloaded Mac, I use some vampire mind control and then I have a snack. I'm a truck-driving vampire, I only drive by night. A truck-driving vampire, undead but not uptight. I'm a good old Nosferatu and an 18-wheeling stud. Wearing white socks, drinking blue ribbon and redneck blood. Playing Bob Wills on the radio and feeling pretty good. I got that white line fever and a hankering for red blood. It's a carefree life I live now and I have my job to thank. Cause I work at long haul trucking for the Interstate Blood Bank. I'm a truck driving vampire, I only drive by night. A truck driving vampire, undead but not uptight. I'm a good old Nosferatu and an 18-wheeling stud. Wearing white socks, drinking blue ribbon and redneck blood. Hunting for my victims like an evil Elmer Fudd. Be very, very quiet. I'm hunting truck drivers. Duh. Wearing white socks, drinking blue ribbon and redneck blood.
Yeehaw! Okay, well, that's it for this week. Time to tie up the show. I know a lot of you out there wanted me to do a longer program than 30 minutes, but at this time, that's all I'm going to be doing. It takes a lot of work putting these bits together, and, well, it just takes a lot of time, so we're going to see how it goes, and maybe in the future we'll extend it beyond a half hour. Got all new comedy material lined up for you next week, some great skits. Be sure to tune in each and every Sunday, The Cancer Experience, right here on Vampire Radio at 5 p.m. Pacific. That's 8 p.m. Eastern. Also, you can catch a replay on Wednesday nights. Full program lineup and details on the Vampire Radio website at www.vampireradio.com. I would like to thank Smile and Bandit for providing the voices of the Canadians and Doc Webster for his submissions. Tune in to the Freak Show this coming Sunday at 6 p.m. Pacific. All right, enjoy the end credits. Bye-bye.